What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening and welcome. Hey, nice to be back in the studio. Although we did have a lot of fun last Sunday. We need to do another one of those remotes. That was absolute blast. But welcome back to your liberal resistance headquarters. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to reach out, our studio lines are open 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at the John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. We have a great show planned for you tonight. I was hoping to have Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC. He's had a travel conflict. We subbed. So we pivoted, but we do have a great show tonight. Free market economist Michael Austin will tell us about WOGE, the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency. They have a grassroots initiative that has completed a comprehensive review of the city of Wichita's budget. They're inviting residents to help shape its final recommendations by completing a community survey. We'll talk to Michael about the survey and about the results of their study. A talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning will tell us why he says COVID didn't just damage our health system, it decimated our economy and gutted the soul of the American work ethic. Dan Schneider, vice president of the Media Research Center's Free Speech America, will tell us about a new MRC study that shows that PBS NewsHour's liberal bias is not only intact, it's actually accelerating. That won't surprise anybody. Donna Rhodes and Jamie Kissinger will bring us an update on the latest goings-on with the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. And Travis Couture Lovelady from the Kansas State Rifle Association will update us about their annual meeting coming up on July 12th in Topeka. So we've got a great full-packed show. And, of course, we'll still take your calls at 316-869-1330. I've had a busy week this week. I was on KCMO on Friday, on Mundo, filling in for my buddy Pete Mundo. We talked a lot of good stuff and spoke to the Pachyderm Club, actually, on Friday. And one of the things that came up in my conversation at the Pachyderm Club was USD 259 and what they're looking to do. And the only way to really phrase it is to just say, here we go again. Just 4 months after Wichita voters flatly rejected a $450 million school bond tax increase, the bureaucrats, career bureaucrats at USD 259 are already back at it, plotting to put another bond issue on the ballot as soon as this November, or maybe next March, or maybe whenever. I mean, who knows with these people? They're gluttons. But that's right. They're trying to strong arm the newly formed Financial Oversight Committee into giving the green light for another swing at your wallet. You'd think after blowing $250,000 of your money just to promote their last failed bond campaign, they'd pause, they'd maybe reflect, maybe just maybe try a different approach. But no, the arrogance of some at USD 259 is off the charts. This isn't about kids first. This isn't about educating the kids or about the teachers. This isn't about future-ready education. This is about power. It's about control. And it's about taking more of your hard-earned money without ever being held accountable for results. And it's certainly not about listening to the people of Wichita who voted resoundingly to reject the last bond. Let's start with some brutal facts. Right now, in Wichita Public Schools, just 19% of students are proficient in reading. Let that sink in. 19%. Math, even worse, only 16% are proficient. Now, the district touts their graduation rates, but if you're graduating kids that can't do math, you're graduating kids that 81% can't read proficiently, and 84% aren't proficient in basic math. The solution, folks, is not more buildings. That means more than 8 out of 10 students are not at grade level in basic subjects. But somehow the solution isn't curriculum reform. It's not getting back to fundamentals. It's not, you know, let's get more teacher pay. The district isn't advocating for that. No, let's advocate for building more buildings. You know what? I've got a crazy idea. Let's fix what's broken before we start asking for more money. Now, I know they'll say, oh, but this bond is different. This one will really help students. Well, how? Where's the track record? You haven't let the body isn't even cold yet on the last bond. The last one, the one that passed or failed, rather, and didn't even dead yet. And the one before that, the one that passed back in 2008, was supposed to usher in a new golden age of education in Wichita's. Modernized facilities, better learning environments, cutting edge resources. And yet, over the last 25 years, there's been no significant improvement in student achievement. None. In fact, Wichita's state assessment scores and ACT scores are now half of the Kansas state average. Let me repeat that. USD 259's state assessment scores are half of the Kansas state average. This isn't just a few bad years. This is an entrenched systemic failure. And what's their answer? Raise your taxes. Give us some more money. And to add this insult to injury, we've learned that the district has been padding its graduation numbers. It's the only thing they can hang their hat on is graduation rates. Graduation rates of kids who can't read and write. They've been cooking the books, fudging the numbers to make it look like progress is happening when it's not. Is this what accountability looks like? Apparently it is over at USD 259. Is this what earns a second bite at the taxpayer apple? Snow White wouldn't even eat this freaking apple. What's worse is the timing. It's brazen. You'd think after voters said no just 4 months ago, these folks would get the message. Instead, they're already back at the table, pressuring the so-called Financial Oversight Committee to bless another election. Newsflash, if you need to twist arms in a back room, justify another tax hike, you're not working for the people, you're working against them. You're working for the system. And let's be honest here, this isn't about education outcomes. If it was, you wouldn't have 19% of your graduates reading and writing. If it were, you wouldn't have 14% of them able to do basic math. If it were, we'd be having conversations about teacher quality, teacher pay, about classroom discipline, about bringing back proven rigorous curricula and not woke ideology. Instead, They'll talk about HVAC systems and more stadium seating and new sign out front and lighting at an athletic field. Listen, folks, the problem in Wichita is not the buildings. It's not the bricks. It's not the mortar. It's the system. It's the leadership. It's the KNEA and the unions. And it's the utter lack of respect for the taxpayers and the families who have to fund this mess year after year after year. Here's the bottom line. Taxes keep going up. Student scores keep going down. And the district just keeps asking for more. They're like little Oliver. Please, sir, may I have some more? No, you don't get any more. At what point do we say enough? At what point do we demand results before funding? At what point do we stop letting the education bureaucracy spend our money while failing our kids? Wichita deserves better. So I say to USD 259 and anyone pushing bond scam 2.0, save your glossy mailers, save your yard signs, save your consultants and PR campaigns, because until you show respect for the taxpayers and real improvement in the classroom, Wichita voters aren't buying what you're selling. Not this November, not next March, not ever. Until you get your schoolhouse in order, we say no. We'll take a quick break, and then talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning will tell us why he said COVID didn't just damage our health system, it decimated our economy and gutted the soul of the American work ethic. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, and they're not getting it at USD 259 either.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. They're a fantastic organization. If you're looking for a way to get involved, if you don't have a campaign that you want to work for or something like that, AFP are great folks. They believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We're trying right now. We're still trying to get, Judd Dunning, our next guest. In the meantime, I don't know if you really are aware, but did confirm with Kathy Bond and with Diane Albert. I haven't had a chance to talk to Hazel yet, but according to Kathy and Diane, the USD 259 is indeed exploring another bond, and they're looking at this November to hold the election. Now, the last one was $450 million, and like I said, it was rejected by Wichita voters, and apparently this next one, they're not only looking at doing another bond in November, but they're actually, if you can believe it, looking at doing a bigger one, $480 million, because apparently if you can't fail once, you fail up the second time. I don't think they'll get 480. Frankly, their best shot was at a special election with low voter turnout. In a November election where you have a great higher chance of, well, there will be higher voter turnout, and in particular, higher partisan voter turnout, I think it's going to be a hard road to sow. You're also going to have more candidates on the ballot, so more people driven to the polls just because of that. It's going to be hard to get this thing across the victory line, the ribbon, for lack of a better term. But on top of that, I'm not sure it'll even pass through the school board. I've spoken to Kathy Bond. She didn't vote for the bond the first time. She does not support putting it on the November ballot. One change is Diane Albert, who was supportive of the bond the first time, but is not supportive of this effort. She does not support putting it on the November election. And when I asked her, because I'm sure people are naturally going to assume, well, it's just because she's up for re-election and it's political. And I don't actually believe that. I think what she articulated to me was one of the arguments that people who voted against this said was that the district is not listening. They're not being responsive to Wichita voters. Well, how can you say you're being responsive and then turn around less than 4 months later and go back and ask for more money, literally more money? And so I think at this point, I tend to agree with Diane. It's just not set aside the fact that I opposed it the first time and will do everything I can to oppose it again. It's very disingenuous for them to try so soon, try again for more money. Even if they came back and said, okay, $150 million instead of $450 million. My first response to that would be, well, if you could have done it for $150 the first time, why didn't you? If you can do it for 150, why didn't you do that the first time? That way you don't have to bother. There's just no point. If you could have done it for 150, then why did you ask for $300 million more than you needed? Oh, I know why. Because you're greedy. So the whole thing, it just seems like you're tone deaf. And, we had Superintendent Kelly Bielfeld on the show. He seemed pretty responsive. He seemed sharp. I liked him. He was very friendly. We obviously came at it from different perspectives. I don't think he has an agenda here, but I do have to disagree with him. Now, I do know for a fact that the Kansas Association of School Boards and the KNEA have an agenda. For them, it's all about power. For them, it's all about greed and money and power. I don't think Kelly is that way. I think Kelly honestly is looking to, what he thinks is right. On the other hand, he also works for the unions, and he has to do what the KASB tells him to do because he's beholden. And when the unions bark, most of those people say how loud. And when they say jump, they say how high. And it's just that's the way it works in that education establishment bureaucracy. But it'll be interesting. I mean, this is nothing new. While serving on the State Board of Education, I know Walt Chappell fought up against this time and time again. He's got a good op-ed in the Wichita Eagle this week, and he talked about how teachers were being forced to change grades so some students could graduate, even though they'd not passed exams and were frequently absent. And this is all part of that bureaucracy that is designed to prop up the system. And that's what this bond would be. And if they tried to do it again, we'll just have to gear up to kill it again. And frankly, I think it's time to stop trying to get Wichita voters to pass another tax increase. And that's the other argument. Last time they were able to claim it wasn't a tax increase, it was. But they were at least able to somewhat manipulate folks by saying, well, we're not raising taxes, we're just renewing the current bond. Well, that bond's dead. That bond expires. Wichita voters rejected it. So now, if they do it now, it's a tax increase. No matter how you spin it, it's a new tax, it's a new bond, and anything that passes now is a flat-out tax increase, no matter how you spin it. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope it doesn't. It only takes 4 votes on the school board in order to kill it or pass it one way or the other. So we'll see. I'm hoping that they can kill the darn thing. So, Phil, who did we get here? Did we finally get Judd?
We do have Judd.
Oh, fantastic. Well, with us now, this will be interesting to see if I can cram this in. We may have to fudge our timing a little bit here, but
I think we can.
We'll see if we can fudge this a little bit. So one of the things that I wanted to try and grab, and we've been off topic a little bit, but we've got an interesting story that broke recently about COVID and how the numbers have just not matched up. With us now is talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning, who's got an interesting piece out where he goes into kind of explaining why he says COVID not only damaged our health system, but it really, and of course, devastated our economy, but it also gutted the American work ethic. Judd, thank you for joining us. I'm glad we were able to finally kind of make things work.
No, not at all. Pardon me for being a little bit off.
It no.
Must be a vaccine injury.
Yes. Yeah. Long COVID, I'm sure. And we know that not only the economy being damaged, that may have been self-inflicted. But I think one of the interesting things that's been an offshoot of this whole COVID thing was this new entitlement class of remote workers that were created out of this. And you're still seeing it today where you got federal workers that are suing because they're being forced to go back to work. Companies that feel like they have to allow people to have remote work, even though it may not be good for their environment. And that all is an offshoot out of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually been a big push for what they call stress cases now. So, I mean, the great thing about Trump, right? I think we all acknowledge this is you've got a public work ethic. Love him or hate him. I love him. You know, we see somebody who just grinds away to create the American dream. I was just in Italy and it was fantastic. I was there for 3 weeks for our 20th anniversary. And I was like, well, what is not working here? Well, the average production of an Italian versus American is 38.4% of what we do, of what our output is. So we still have this phenomenal economy that people should have, you know, the privilege, which Trump is talking about, of working with our economy. But at the same time, you have an entitled class that was created. We had, when we were hiring during COVID, we had people tell us to, we used to have like 276 people like apply for one job quickly, 1,000 sometimes. And, you know, people banging our door to meet us in person. We usually hired that person to people who are now like, hey, you know, completely focused on their role within their part of the economy as the.
Did I lose you? Judd, I think we lost you. You know, that's what happens with live radio. I apologize, folks. Let me do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll see if we can get Judd back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and True Social pages. And Follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is talk show host and best-selling author Judd Dunning. You know, by the way, if you want to swap show producers, Judd, I'm happy to make that swap with you.
No, that's done. I think I was late, so I deserved a quick disconnect.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give Phil a pass on this. Actually, this is his only screw up, and he's been at this for quite a while now. So we'll blame it on the Gremlins.
Can I finish my point?
Before Yes, please.
I want to say this. I say, you know what you have to forget is like you know, back in World War II, it was patriotic to marry and have children. It was actually aligned with our country. Now we have globalists and plutocrats and all these people pulling our workforce in these nihilistic different, you know, directions. We're a Judeo-Christian work ethic nation, right?
Right.
But if you think about it, really, is your productivity, your part of our country, like, we've divorced work from patriotism. You know, that is another level. Smart cities, family, gender, deconstruction, long game of the left. Well, let's deconstruct work. You know, we have to take work back. We have to give people, you know, we have to talk to them like my employees call me a toxic Gen X basketball coach. but I say to them, I say every day, I said, let's see what excellence we can create. What can we do? And that was not what happened in the result of the work ethic and the result of the vaccine. And the other thing they did is they decimated the office class of America.
Yes.
People had created offices. You know, in multifamily, they subsidized rents, right? But the office buildings that they decided to wrongly shut down, they should have done like the Spanish flu, they decimated the work culture. And they didn't bail out the families that have been buying office buildings forever. You know, COVID wiped out our vacation savings, our retirement savings,
right,
our work savings, all of our savings, but we didn't bail out the office people, did we? We just let them hang, and then we you know, the left marched on our productivity. And if America can become second class, then the leftists win, because that's what they want, right? They want us to blend in and homogenize. And that is what happened to our work culture, too. And people don't talk about it.
And you're absolutely right when you talk about that labor activism, that the way it's become anti-patriotic. And you know, I go back to, you know, back to JFK. You know, he said, basically, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That mindset now has, you know, putting your family, your team, and your employer ahead of your personal convenience, that's all gone now. It's now all about me, me, me. What's in it for me? What can my employer do for me? It's just all completely reversed. And the same thing is happening at the federal government. I mean, they're these federal employees that are suing their, or trying to resist the changes that Donald Trump is making is shocking, as if they think they are entitled. It's such an entitlement mindset now.
Oh, absolutely. I call it TRS. It's now Trump resistance syndrome, right? The
yes.
Fed doesn't want to come down. Moody's wants to derate our country. And then everything we're pushing back. And they're not pushing back because of policy. They're pushing back because they have a position that an entire failed platform. There was not one thing on the leftist platform that was redeemable. Like, oh, my God, that works really well. There's
right.
Nothing. So what they have to do is they have to attack, because they're like a toxic person that, you know, can't admit that, hey, you know, it didn't work this time. We need to rebrand. We need to figure out. Because I'm not a hard right person that makes the left wrong, because I love this country. But their concept of care, when hijacked by the progressive left, has deconstructed everything. They did a horrible job.
Well, and when you think about it, the same folks that spent years during COVID saying trust the science are now the ones who can't define a woman and want men to play in girls' sports. So those folks have lost their credibility as far as I'm concerned. Judd, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Unapologetic Judd and online at bulletpointnation.com, correct?
Yeah, I'll simplify it. You just get to me by at Judd Dunning, 3 D's, 2 N. That's kind of that kicks over to those. So it's just at Judd Dunning online.com online, or best just through Twitter. Yes, sir. And then I post my article at Newsmax under Judd Dunning as well. So
I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for working us through the little glitches. I appreciate you putting
honor.
Up
Love
with
to
it.
Come back. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
okay,
Judd. Appreciate
care.
It. Right, coming bye-bye. Up. Travis Couture Lovelady from the Kansas State Rifle Association will tell us about their annual meeting coming up July 12th in Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. It's a great organization if you're looking for a way to get involved, get engaged in elections coming up this fall, or want to help, I don't know, remind folks how important it is that we change the way our Supreme Court justices are chosen. AFP is working to help deliver that, to help educate voters. If you want to get involved and help out with that effort, you can reach out to them at AmericansForProsperity.org. And of course, while you're online, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us now is a buddy of mine. We served in the legislature together. He's now with the Kansas State Rifle Association and the NRA, Travis Couture Lovelady. When I think about it, you and I, I remember when I came in as a freshman, and now I'm sitting stuck behind a microphone and you're still getting good legislation passed. So you've gone up in the world and I'm just, the guy here behind a microphone.
Hey, the guys on the mic, like yourself, getting the message up, that's pretty dang important too, because otherwise it'd just be the libs talking, right?
Well, that is true. Okay, I'll give you that. But at least you're getting good things done. I mean, I look at what the stuff that you've got accomplished this year, in, not only in Kansas, but you've been able to push back on some. I mean, I don't know what's happened in Colorado. I think they're just smoking too much of, you know, Willie Nelson's weeds. But you guys have made some real progress in some of these other states, and you've been able to hold the line here in Kansas. You know, you and I talked on Friday when I was filling in Kansas City, and reflected on some of the things that we were able to accomplish, and, you know, campus carry, constitutional carry, the changes here in Kansas. We really are one of the best states for Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely right. And you look at the, you know, guns and ammo and some of those other rating systems, they rank the states by most gun-friendly states, and we're consistently up in the top 10, if not top 5. And if you look at the gun control crowd, they always give us an F, so I think we should be proud of that, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well... I mean, there's that famous quote from Winston Churchill. If the people are mad at you, that's good. That means you're doing something. That means you stood for something. And you can all that other adage that says you're judged by your enemies as well. So it was frankly, if the gun control, the orange shirt mafia are mad at you, I'm happy to have, you know, that crowd be mad at me because they're unhinged. I've seen it, some of the wackadoodles downtown Wichita who are, you know, they're anti-gun and they want to take away. And you try and have a conversation with them and explain that the legal gun owner is not the problem. And no amount of legislation or stickers on doors is going to prevent a criminal from, you know, misusing guns. That they don't want to hear that. It's not the lawful gun owner. It's the criminal. And they don't care about guns. Hence the fact that they're criminals.
Right. You know, their opposition comes from a place of emotion, not of facts and logic. And so they just don't really understand it. And they don't want to look at it from the data. They don't want to look at it from just rational thinking that, yeah, you slap a sticker on the door, criminal's going to walk right by it. But the law abiding citizen is the one who's stuck saying, well, do I break the law or do I continue to defend myself?
Well, and, you know, one of the things that you guys, I try when I can, and I've been able to make the last couple of them. You guys have your annual meeting that's been a lot of fun. I know last year was here in Wichita. This year, coming up July 12th, by the way, we're talking with Travis Couture, Lovelady from the Kansas State Rifle Association. It's July 12th. It's in Topeka at the Ramada. Most of the legislators will be familiar with that. But you've got a bunch of cool stuff, including a fundraising shoot. You'll have obviously some great auction items, some phenomenal speakers as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the annual meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting it all together. I was just talking to Representative Ken Corbett, who runs Ravenwood Lodge there in Topeka, and we're going to do a fun clay shoot there in the morning. That'll be at any time between 9 and 12. Just come as you're able to and shoot. That'll be a great time. And then we'll have vendors and such in the afternoon back at the Ramada starting at 1. We'll have a legislative forum at some point, probably have some of our upcoming gubernatorial candidates coming by, I would imagine. And then we'll have a wonderful dinner that evening with, as you said, a great speaker, Dan Mears. For those of you who've heard of him, you might have seen him running around Arrowhead Stadium dressed as this big wolf.
That's right. Dan's a friend of mine. He, for those of you who don't know who Dan is, he is Casey Wolf. And he has a phenomenal story. People may not be familiar with the story of what happened to Dan, but first off, he's just a great individual. He's a wonderful man, a Christian, a hardcore conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. But a number of years ago, I can't remember how many, but Dan was doing preparing for a stunt, and they were going to have him on some cables and some rigs, and they were going to have him up at the high ring of the stadium there. And there was something wrong with the rigging, and he fell from the high rings of the stadium into the stands, into the concrete, and severely. I mean, it's really a miracle, and he attributes it to God that he wasn't killed, but it was a long recovery. And he's just such a wonderful individual. And yes, I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about life and faith and, you know, probably a little politics. But really, if you haven't heard him speak, it's just a wonderful presentation about life, the importance of life, the importance of appreciating everything you have. It'll be a very unique presentation. And, of course, if you're a Chiefs fan, then you definitely will want to be there because, and I, you know me, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I still love Dan Mears and the message that he shares.
Absolutely. He's such an uplifting person. With all he's been through, he's just an inspiring personality. It's going to be a wonderful message. You know, somebody asked me the other day, well, have you ever met him? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, many times Casey Wolf doesn't speak, so I've never spoken with him directly. So it'll be a lot of fun to get to actually talk to him and hear his message. And it's going to be a really, really, like you said, it's unique. It's not your typical gun guy you'd expect to have speaking, but it'll be a great message for members and anybody that chooses to come join us.
Well, and if they're a Chiefs fan, trust me, he's got, I mean, he has three rings. He travels with the team. He knows them all.
That's a good point.
You and I have been around this conversation because I know what a diehard Chiefs fan you are. And you know, because my family personal connection, how a diehard Broncos fan I am. And it was ironic because I was talking to Dan the other day when I found out he was coming to be your speaker, and he said, well, John, I still pray for you because you're a Broncos fan. So, you know, that that's Dan for you. But you guys, I know you've got one of the best things, and I know because last year when your event was here in Wichita, I tried to win. And, of course, Jennifer Basinger snuck in there and swooped in, and she outbid me on a bunch of stuff. But one of the best things about your events is some of the auction items that you and the raffles that you do. I'm amazed at some of the prizes and things that you guys have available for folks.
Oh, yeah. We had wonderful support last year from many great organizations, companies, individuals that donated tons of stuff for our – we had a – live auction, a silent auction, and we had raffles for firearms too. And we're working on putting that together again. We'll try and I won't lie to you, John. I'm going to get Jennifer to get a bunch more tickets again. So you know, but we'll see about you as well.
Yeah, well, you know, this is another little anecdote. Travis has always given me a hard time. I was one of the only legislators in Topeka that had an A-plus rating and didn't own a firearm because I'm too cheap. I'm a Scotsman, and the gun I want's too expensive. And my wife and I just wouldn't buy it. But so you know, maybe one of these days I'll break down and buy one.
One of these days. But we've got firearms that we purchased at a good rate, including from companies, great friends of the KSRA like TriStar. Hodgson Powder has been very helpful. Our friends there who've been longtime KSRA supporters, Shields, Bass Pro, Cabela's, those companies have been wonderful the past few years of getting some items to us. So whether it was just gift cards or items for the silent auction. So yeah, we're really excited. We had Fornity, Stop Box, I mean, Remington. So there was tons of wonderful, wonderful prizes last year, and I'm working on rounding those up right now, and it's going to be another good one, I'll tell you that much.
Well, and if folks haven't met or had a chance to talk to some of the gubernatorial candidates, I know last year it was one of the first opportunities to talk to some of those congressional candidates. This may be one of the first opportunities people will have. I mean, Lord knows we're looking at, what, a dozen? By the way, are you running for governor, Travis? I mean, we're happy to take your announcement if you are. It seems like everybody else is running.
I can declare right now I will not be on that ballot for that office.
Neither will I. If folks are interested, if they want more information, they can find that at kansasrifle.org, correct?
That's right, kansasrifle.org. If you've got questions, if you're currently a member, you want to inquire about becoming a member, you can check out the website. You can text us at 913-608-1910. Anytime, we're available to answer questions. Or if you prefer email, it's info@kansasrifle.org. And you can find us on all the social media, you know, Facebook, X, Instagram. So yeah, we're all out there, and we're there to answer your questions. We hope you'll be able to join us for the meeting.
They can also get the Gadsden flag license plate there too. That's I know my wife keeps harping, because as soon as you can get the personalized ones, she wants to get hers. I know that was something that Blake Carpenter was able to get past, and from what I understand, it's like the number one selling personalized plate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the top selling distinctive license plate with the state of Kansas. And yeah, when you go to renew next time, you should be able to get that personalized. So be on the lookout for that. If you've been holding back, I know there's a few folks that were like, well, I really want it, but I don't want to lose my personalized plate right now. Well, next time you go renew, you should be able to get that. So that's exciting development and a tweak the legislature made. But yeah, we can't thank Representative Carpenter enough for thinking up that idea for us. And it's been a real wonderful, wonderful program. Not only is it great visibility, you see them running across the whole state, but we've been able to use that, the $25 per plate. We've been able to use that for Second Amendment advocacy, for our youth shooting programs, youth hunting programs, our training programs. It's just been a wonderful promotion of the Second Amendment in Kansas.
Well, Travis, again, if folks want more information, the annual meeting's coming up on July 12th in Topeka at the Ramada Hotel. They can get that information at kansasrifle.org.
That's correct. And all of our social media channels. So thank you, John, for having me on.
You're very welcome, my friend. We'll see you then. We'll take a quick break. We've got actually kind of an interesting conversation. We're going to talk with free market economist Michael Austin. He chaired the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency, WOGE, which is a new grassroots initiative that Dalton Glasscock formed to complete a comprehensive review of the city of Wichita's budget. And they're inviting residents to help shape their recommendations by completing a survey. We'll talk to Michael about that and about their results when we come back. We'll be back right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.